Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Welcome to yet another Savvy Offer Hub podcast episode. You have a plan, you have an idea, or a hope. At least you have a hope that 2025 is about to be the year when your course finally comes to life. What I want to do in this episode is to give you an action plan, to actually help you to sit down, create a plan, and maybe even start taking some of the first steps that will help you to get the ball rolling so you can launch your offer in 2025. And if you're listening to this and you already know you're like set in stone ready to make your course happen, make sure to check out Course Creation Bootcamp. It's going to be a 4-month program starting in January. And through these 4 months, I will guide you through everything you need to do to actually turn your ideas into online course, to prepare for a launch, and set up evergreen funnels to actually generate consistent sales on the back end. Something I absolutely believe in and something that I'm gonna be pushing for through this program is to take action. To take action in a way that works for you, to create an offer and to actually have a vision that is aligned with you. This program is not one size fits all type of a program. I'm giving you options, I'm giving you considerations, and I will help you to make the decision that fits for you. That will be happening with our one-on-one Voxer chat. Yes, all through these 4 months, every Friday, weekly, you're getting this one-on-one access to me. This means that you're not only actually learning how to create your course, but you're also getting the support, and that is a crucial part of this experience. You're getting the support, you're getting my attention on the content you're creating, you're getting my attention on any issues or roadblocks you're having. I will be there to help you to actually deal with any procrastination, to understand how to take the next best step when you've been stagnating for a week and nothing seems good enough. I will assure you that the content you're working on is good. Or if you feel like it's really not, I will help you to lead it in the right direction, to make a course, to make an offer that will actually fit you. Now, another thing to note about this program, about this offer and everything I'm going to be teaching you inside is that we're not only working on like one type of a product. Yes, the course, the curriculum is the base of what you're building. But if you're thinking about it being a live program, if you're thinking about it being like maybe several different smaller courses, or you want to have a course as a base for your membership, whatever that might be, I will help you to turn that vision into an actual product. And by the time spring comes in March, you will already be working on your actual launch plans. You will start talking with your audience about the product. And by the end of April, you will already have your product launched. This program is 4 months long, but the last month is going to be all about the evergreen systems. And you can start selling before we go through all of that. So you can start selling in March. However, in this episode, I also want to give you an action plan. If bootcamp is not the way you want to go, if it's not the best fit, if it's not the best timeline, I still want you to have an action plan to make your course happen. And that's exactly what this episode is going to be all about. In the beginning of this, I already mentioned that one of my core ways to roll is to keep it simple, to find a way that is aligned with you and actually to kind of like put things out there and see what works. Because I can tell you 100% from my experience being course creator for 10 years, working with plenty of different creators, you can never know for sure. You can never know for sure anything, okay? You cannot pre-plan everything. And I know how perfectionism feels. I know how that urge to have it all out there planned and, you know, step by step, clarifying how that urge feels like. But to create a good product, you have to start working on it. So let's talk about getting started. If you're serious about making your course happen in 2025, I want you to create a plan. I want you to open any product management systems you're using, your Asana, your Trello, your Monday, ClickUp, whatever that might be, or just take a piece of paper and create a plan. Your course can be turned into reality in around 3 months. Most people will take a lot more time than that because they don't have a plan, because they give in on perfectionism, they're getting into overthinking, they overwhelm and so on. But if you have a plan and if you actually follow through with it, you will make your course happen. And 3 months is a good timeline. Now, some considerations. If you know for a fact that you don't have a lot of spare time in your day-to-day life, you can't put like 1 hour of work every other day, you just don't have that time and you will be working like only some weekends or something, it might be longer, but you still want to create a plan. Another consideration is if you have not ever created any type of content. You haven't been on Canva, you haven't recorded anything, you haven't, you know, you're not used to actually generating any type of content, this might take you longer time because all of the platforms, all of the tools, everything will be a first for you. So it might take longer to actually get to doing. But if you have the experience, if you have, for example, you have your Instagram, you have done some Canva posts, you have tried to record some reels or some stories, or, you know, you have experimented a bit, maybe you have even created some type of a product before, you are already like in a great position. But if that's not the case for you and you don't have this experience, then you're still good, you're still fine. It's not that complicated and you can learn it all step by step. And if you do need that support and accountability along the way as well, make sure to join us inside the bootcamp. Now, back to the planning we go. We're sticking with 3 months as the key timeline. And what you want to do, you want to actually create some goals. You want to understand what are the to-dos you will need to go through and create like some milestones that you can reach. We're not looking at the end of the month timeline, we're thinking week to week. So if you know that within 1 week, you can put in at least, like I would say, minimum 3-ish hours per week into your content creation, we're looking at week to week basis. What can you do in a week? For example, week number one, you can get clarity on what is your vision for your offer, who is your ideal target audience. You can write your course promise. You can make sure that you have already gathered all the ideas you have, like you can brainstorm all the ideas. You can actually, you know, that will be your starting point. Week one, by the end of week one, you have like understood what is the direction you're taking and you have some starting point to play with, like some ideas, some content you want to include. Maybe if you're starting like from ground zero, you have like some topic ideas. That is your starting point. Now, I'm not going to walk you through it week by week, but just some other weekly milestones to consider. The next step to consider is the actual curriculum outline. I usually suggest using Trello for creating this one. And here you're thinking in terms of having your modules, having the key topics set, and what is going to go into each of these modules, like what lessons you're going to be covering. So if on the first week you brainstorm the lessons and topics, the second week you start to organize them and actually put some information within these lessons. Now, if you already have some base information, maybe you have started writing your course or you want to take existing content and put it into the course, you are already, again, like a few steps ahead. But ultimately, what you would do, you would just take that information and put it into these lessons. So now you're in the position where you have your Trello board, you have your lessons, and you have at least some bullet points for each of the lessons. By the way I talk, we're already at the end of week two, and ultimately what you have done is a major step forward because you actually have an idea to work for. You actually have some bullet points already ready. And it might feel like it's been only like 2 weeks, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but it's actually a major step forward. So if you currently are listening and you just need a starting point, take this as your starting point. Clarify your actual vision, like think about the type of a course you want to provide. Consider who is your ideal audience. Make sure to zoom in on that as much as you can. Write the promise of your course and start that outline on Trello. Trello is great because it's free and it will give you that visual system for how your course is going to look like. And from there, just some of the other tasks to consider. And I know the list might feel long and overwhelming, but once you put it into that actual plan and once you give yourself those milestones to aim for, you will be good. So the next part is actually writing out the content. You can do full draft if you want to, but I suggest just doing bullet points for each of the lessons. So this might take another week. Maybe this will take a bit longer, but you can already start working on some further steps as well while you create the content. Next part would be actually turning that content into visual material. So that would be slide designs, workbooks, whatever else might be relevant for you. Now for the visual material, so there are different elements to consider. You want to make sure that you decide on the branding. If you have existing branding for your business, just use that. But if you are starting from ground zero, make sure to spend some time and actually allocate some time for deciding on the branding. Then you want to consider the templates that you could use. These can be free, these can be paid. You can check Creative Market for some paid templates. And consider what will be the best aligned with your branding, because you want to choose a template that is already at least a bit similar to what you want to do. So it's not like absolutely different direction. You want to have template that is similar to your branding, and you want to have template that supports the type of content you will be creating. If you have a lot of pictures, make sure to choose template with a lot of pictures. If you will have a lot of like charts or any other specific elements, make sure you choose a template with that. So you have chosen your branding and your templates. You want to brand align the template. So all of this again could be happening like within 1 week. And brand aligning templates means that you are using your colors, your fonts in whatever template you have chosen to use. So you will want to first adjust that template. And on Canva, it's very simple because once you click to change the color, it gives you an option to change the color for all of the pages, and same goes for the fonts. Now you want to start actually creating that content. And again, this might seem like a big and overwhelming task, but once you get into the process and once you have those milestones, once you choose like which lessons, which modules you can finish in which week, you will have something to look forward to. And then you just move through the process bit by bit. Along with that, somewhere between if you get tired of the content creation, which can be the case, or after your content is done, you can work on your platform setup. This doesn't have to be complicated. This doesn't have to be as overwhelming as too many people make it be. You can choose whichever platform you want to. I'm not going to go into the platforms. It doesn't matter. I have many different resources for the platforms. We have at least one other podcast episode specifically about choosing the platforms. I also have a free platform guide that you will find below in the description as well. If you need more details on the platforms, check those out. Setting up the platform is easy because most platforms will literally give you just step-by-step guide. And if you are worried about any of this at all, or it feels way too overwhelming, make sure to join us inside the bootcamp where I will guide you through it all step by step. Plus, I will also provide you that one-on-one support. So whatever platform you have chosen, whatever is the best fit for you, I will help you to make sure that the setup is there and you have done everything you need to do for the platform, whichever platform that is. And once your content is done, you want to be recording. Now, again, keep it simple. Do what feels the best for you. Do what feels the most aligned. If you already have done some type of recordings and you have used specific tools and platforms, go with the same setup. You don't have to use new tools. You definitely don't have to like hire or like rent a studio. You don't have to hire a videographer, whatever that might be. Keep it simple. Do what you can do. I promise you it will be perfectly fine. The most important part about recording is to have a good microphone, or at least have a microphone. It doesn't even have to be like extremely professional or expensive, just have a microphone. Most of the good microphones start from like $30. It can be as simple as possible and it'll be perfectly fine. Now, I know that overall in this whole experience, as I just walked you through it, there are some parts that might take you more time. For example, the recording. If you have never done recordings or you feel like very anxious and you just don't really like the recording part, it might take you more time. It might take you more practice and it's perfectly fine. But don't let yourself get stuck. That's why I want you to have that plan and actually work through it. You know, it's the only way to make your course happen. Actually work through that plan, follow through that plan, even if it's not working as smooth as you hoped it would be, even if it's not like maybe as good as you imagined it to be, work through it, because by the end of these 3 months, you will have a ready product. And from there, even if you didn't get it out there just yet, from there, everything else will be a lot easier. It will be so much simpler for you to actually get back into it and like see what you can improve, see if there's anything to improve before putting it out there. But ultimately, I would suggest to work on the minimum viable product, to work on the simplest product you can and start with that. There is no other way to ensure that your product will be working and that it's good before you actually put it out there. I know that it's so easy for us to like put these big expectations on ourselves, right? That it has to be the best, that it has to be edited perfectly. Like you can't take a sip of water in between you are recording. You can't, you know, all of your page, everything has to be aligned and pretty and nice. But the truth is, so many courses make great sales without having it all perfect. So keep it simple. Do what you can, focus on moving forward and make your course happen in 2025. That is my wish for you. And if you are ready to make this happen with full support and full guidance every step along the way, make sure to check out Course Creation Bootcamp. You can check the link in the description. That will be it for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.